Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we speak to a man who had to rush from the record store to the soccer field in time for a kickoff.
Oh man, I forgot about the game.
No, Patrick, no. I meant Adam Koop, not you. I need you here to do the podcast. And scene.
It never gets old.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's been a great week.
It's Friday. It's been a great week. Yes, we've been talking with people about stuff they bought on Record Store Day, mm-hmm. which is a big deal.
Record Store Day week.
It's as big as any of the major holidays by this point, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. They're totally bigger than Arbor Day,
for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. And we have one more call we're going to make here in a minute. As soon as the phone number just popped in, so we're going to do that.
Fantastic.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get the phone going here. We are going to check in with our friend Adam Koop in Louisville.
The Koop.
Hello?
Adam.
Jim, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Doing well.
All right. We've got Patrick here with me, too.
Coop, how's it going, man?
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. You catch up on your sleep from getting up so early yesterday?
Not really. had a soccer game. Well, I'll talk about it, but we had a soccer game yesterday and another one today.
Ooh.
And last night was, Jim, you might know, remember Thunder over Louisville.
But, yes.
So last night was the kickoff of the Derby Festival, and there is a 30-minute fireworks show that started at 9:30 last night. So we stayed up and watched that. But
wow!
I got in bed about 10:30.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
No.
So when you say stayed up and watched that, did you actually go to the event, or did you watch it on TV? Because they broadcast it on television.
Right. We just watched it on TV. We've been down there before, but my God, it's not worth the traffic, they're talking that you can sit in traffic 2 hours trying to get out of there.
Yeah, it's hellish,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. So, but it's Derby time, and that's always a fun time.
Yeah.
In town. So that's cool. All right. So we've been talking about Record Store Day all week.
We have.
You, I know, get particularly excited about Record Store Day, Adam, and you get up early and you go to, did you go to Guest Room Records again?
Went to Guest Room Records.
That's awesome.
Been my home for the last, three Record Store Days.
Okay. And how did this one work out for you?
It worked out well. Got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, was down there and in line by 3:45.
Wow.
Ended up being number 8 in line.
That's pretty good.
Wow. At 3:45, you're still number 8.
I know.
So the guy that was first in line, he'd never been to Record Store Day before.
Really?
But he was a big Tim Armstrong fan, and there was a Tim Armstrong release. He got in line at 8:30 Friday night. So he was in line for over 12 hours.
What? Wow.
Yeah. So got in line at 3:45. I was 8th in line. And that's what I like about Guest Room is they let 5 people in at a time.
Yeah.
So that put me in the second group.
Got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got, the weather was great. It got down to into the low 40s, it wasn't crazy cold like it has been around here in Louisville lately. And, it was dry, thankfully. But yeah, they opened, they actually opened a little after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
One of their largest shipment, they were supposed to get 3 shipments in, I believe. Their largest shipment got lost somewhere in the Northeast.
Oh no.
So they were, they could have had some problems, but they were actually, I think, so Travis, the owner, what I heard is that at 6 a.m., he loaded, they said it was a pallet load of stuff into the back of his car.
Wow.
And they showed up at 8 o'clock, got it all in, unboxed, tagged. I think they opened at 9:05.
That's
right?
Impressive, so just, man.
Yeah, they've got it down pat.
So, that is impressive. Now, how long, Coop, when you get in there as a batch, how long do you have? Or do they just give you X amount of time and then they let another five people in? Is that the way it works?
It's only about 2 or 3 minutes, right?
Okay.
They keep them flowing through.
That's pressure.
Yeah, that is pressure.
Right, and it's not like, okay, five people are out, now let's bring another five in.
Yeah, so, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Right, so they just give each group a 2 or 3 minute head start, basically. So
I like that. I think that's a really fair way to do it, actually, especially if you're out there waiting. You get a chance to look around. You don't have to push into people, you know, which is, I don't know where I was, probably the 40th or so person into the store, and it was so crowded in there that I literally was like, get out of the way. I see that record across the way. I need it, yeah.
But so what I like about Guest Room too is they'll bring a bunch of new used vinyl out, right? So stuff that they've been collecting, it'll hit the floor for the first time on Saturday.
That's
as
nice.
Well. So guys, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Which means that I normally end up being a coach. Yep. I'm also my daughter's soccer coach, and we had a game at 9:30.
Oh my goodness.
So I had to make a mad dash to get everything I wanted so that I could get to the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to really look through the used stuff in the morning. So in the afternoon, we actually went back because Guest Room does a party all day long. They have bands come in. They have DJs come in. At 3:30 in the afternoon, the guys from White Reaper were doing a DJ set.
Oh, no. How cool is that?
Very cool.
So we went back up there at 3:30 to look through the records and just listen to them spin some records. It was awesome. It was a really good time. And then there's a brewery also in Kentucky or in Louisville called Against the Grain that they just partnered with Guest Room Records to create a Guest Room Records beer called Listening Party.
Nice.
So Against the Grain was there selling that. It's a pretty good beer.
That's awesome. And I remember last year, Coop, I think you were telling us that you got a little surprise in your bag once you bought stuff. Is that right? Did they continue that this year?
Oh, yeah.
There were buttons and stickers. I didn't get any DVDs or 7 inches like last year.
Yeah.
But one thing that did come in it's the sleeve of a 7-inch. and it says it don't get old. And it's by the bass player from Spinal Tap, Derek Smalls, if you remember him.
I do. Yes. The wisdom of Derek Smalls.
And there's, on the back of it, you can go download a free song at recordstoreday.com/Derek Smalls. So.
That's really cool. Our lips, they had a meeting, and fireworks went off. A hand embraced my tackle, and I didn't have to cough. Something so bitchin' happened in that kitchen. It wasn't the peanut swirl. I kissed a girl. May not seem so special, but it's got me in a whirl. I kissed a girl.
Well, that was a unique marketing promo that was in there.
It sounds like that's a really cool store. So what was really at the top of your list that you wanted to come away with before you had to dash off to the field?
So... A couple things that I wanted is there was an Arcade Fire demo EP, like their very first demo. It's first time on vinyl. I wanted to grab it. There was a U2 single that had a Beck remix on it.
I don't think I heard about
that. I wanted
that
to grab. So the Beck's album of 2017 is amazing. I don't know if you've spent a lot of time with it, but it's so great. I've turned my son onto it, and that's all we listen to in the car. So I wanted to check that out. And then also, growing up in the 90s, there was a release, Rage Against the Machine, live at the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, I remember that.
From 2000. So it was on vinyl. I wanted to grab it.
Oh, that's
so
very cool.
I was able to get those. But I was able to grab some other stuff, too, that you guys might have heard of. Courtney Barnett.
Yeah.
Jason Isbell had a live album release.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw actually some people picking that up yesterday.
I got Car Seat Headrest 2011 album.
I saw a lot of people going for that. Yep.
Yeah. I grabbed a couple of Florence and the Machine 7-inch, Trampled by Turtles covering Wildflowers.
Oh, wow.
I'm a sucker for anything Tom Petty.
That's cool.
Oh, I bet that's really good.
That's got to be good. Yeah.
And then Patrick, they made a 7-inch, I think, exclusively for you.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin Morby and Waxahachie.
Yes. We had someone earlier in the week talking about that too, right? Doing the famous Jason Molina compositions, one on each side. It's so amazing.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it's been a really busy weekend. I haven't had a chance to listen to anything yet, but I got everything I was going for. I was real happy. It's always a great experience. Support your local record stores.
Yeah. More importantly, how did the games come out? Did you guys win?
Not
just,
great.
Just
no,
don't we, say you drew. Jim will be upset. He doesn't like that.
We had a game yesterday at 9:30. We lost it 5-1. Ooh. The other team was just...
That sounds bad.
They had a kid on his team, on the other team, that could just score at will.
Yeah.
And then we had another one today at 12:30, and we lost 2-0.
Ooh. Well, not a great weekend. Yeah.
No. Nope. It's just trying to find a way to motivate these 7-year-olds.
I was going to ask what age we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So 7 years old, one good 7-year-old can really dominate at that level.
Absolutely. Yes. I've seen it. Yeah, it can happen. Yeah, those are developed a little bit more than the others. So
that's normally my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So...
If dad wasn't making all that noise at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I would have gotten sleep. He was banging around, leaving for record store day, woke me up. I couldn't play at all.
My bad.
I'm teasing. This has been great. It's like we got a report from across the country on record store.
We
day.
Did.
It's really fantastic.
Yes.
I love it.
And the thing I find interesting is when we get some of the repeats too. Some of the people bought the same stuff.
I know. That's so cool.
Different cities.
Trends are developing here. Yeah.
That's very cool. So, all right. So it sounds like a really good record store day for you, Adam. And as you mentioned, everyone, support your local record stores, not just one time a year.
Every day.
Every day, right? You definitely should do that.
Mm-hmm.
A good record store is a beautiful thing.
Yep.
All right. And Adam, I'm going to be out your way in July.
Wow.
Around Forecastle time. So we will definitely hook up then.
we're actually going to see a couple of these bands at Forecastle.
At Forecastle, yeah.
Yeah. Arcade Fire, Jason Isbell, and Courtney Barnett.
Wow. Are all playing. That's right.
It's going to be good. Can you get interviews with all three of those, please?
I will
Jim
try.
And Coop.
I will do my best.
That's all I'm asking you guys. You have one job, get interviews with all three of those people.
It may involve me interviewing Adam posing as those bands, as those musicians.
That's fine.
Would that be all right?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll work on my voices.
Right. Courtney Barnett's going to be tricky. Good luck with that female Australian accent, Coop.
Yeah, so that could happen. So anyway, I'm going to be out your way in July, and then you're going to be out our way in August, right?
Yeah, we're going to bring in the family out in August, just hit up some tourist attractions there in D.C.
Nice, that sounds fantastic.
And maybe do an in-studio appearance on Rock in the Suburbs, right?
You better.
You could twist my arm into one of those.
That'll be prime deck time.
Oh, it certainly will.
That time of year. Mm-hmm. Or Patrick's fire pit.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Something like that.
We'll crank up the fire
one of the
pit.
Two.
Yeah, excellent. That'll be fun.
Very good. Yeah. All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on, and thanks to everyone who was on this week.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. we would love to hear from other listeners who go record shopping, whether it's Record Store Day or other.
Absolutely.
We'd just like to hear about cool stuff you guys buy and listen to, and you can do that. You can call us and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. Any of those things, we will take it. We mentioned going to the record store every day, right?
Every day.
And Adam, how often should people listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
Every day.
Every day.
There it is.
All right, I think I got everything,
I think we did, yeah.
The only thing that's missing is a good playout song to really cap off the whole week. So we're going to let Adam Coop make the call here. What should we play out with?
Oh, could you find the Trampled by Turtles Wildflowers cover?
I will find that.
We could find that.
I'm really intrigued by that.
Me too.
That sounds like a really good pairing.
I think that's going to be awesome.
I like them too. That's
cool
stuff. Bluegrass, modern bluegrass kind of band.
I like it too.
All right, that sounds awesome. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Thanks again, Adam Coop. And to all of our listeners, thanks for listening every day. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The AP approved abbreviation of Kentucky KY?
That is correct.
Okay. I always like to brush up on my AP style when I have a minute.
Can I raise a practical question at this point?
Yeah.
Are we going to do Stonehenge tomorrow?
No, we're not going to fucking do Stonehenge!